okay, let's start the next Mishnah. I saw in a series Nisnas Avram Vina. So we're talking about the Milos Avram. I said Avram Vina had 10 Nisnas. The Amad Bechulam. Leidia Kamachi Bos Avram Vina Ola Shalom. So Milos Avram, yes, Lisha Lomnes Avram Yis Mitzvah Yaakov. I mean, they're all the others. So why Avram has all of them? V'avshem Atzonek Yam Yitzchak V'yakom Nisnas Yis V'yichelek. Mikom Mokom. Now, the other ones are Chazal Dashing and telling us that they also had the sinus. But there's nothing there in the Pasik. It's obvious that means that it's not necessary to have the ten sinus of Derech HaPshat. It was the Derech HaRemes. Famous question. The tachlis of the nisoyan is that whatever good the tzaddik has become part of the mitzias hanigla as opposed to mitzias hanista. And them is in the big picture. That is the reason for everything in the world. Everything in the world. Is there to be megala? Everything in the world has a Kadosh Baruch Hu potentially, and the idea is to be megala everything befoil, not just behesta. Avram Avinu was royal only when his sitkis came out befoil. In other words, Midas Hadin always looks at the Metzias as it is. The Marshal, like it says, by Yishmael, that, Vashehu Sham. You don't look at what could be, what would be, what will be. You take a look and ask, what is he now? It's true in terms of Ra. It's true in terms of Taiv as well. Midas Hadin is Mesiachis to the Metzias as it is. Midas Harachmim is Mesiachis always to what the potential is and what could be and what will be and so on. So this goes into the whole Inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Bayer Midas Hadin, Rosh Hashanah Miskayim, Shita Midas Harachmim. Priyas Ha'olam is Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is a Metzias the way it is befall. You can't run businesses unless there's credit. You can't, if you buy something, you paid for it, then you get it, but there's no such thing as credit. You need to have credit to run an economy. So here also you need to have it. But that's why it's the same shame of Elohim that it's as the Bria Soila. B'zeh shoma ke ati dati ki rei Elohim ata. Pirush, ati dati minasin legamri Elohim ata. So if you're making an exception, you're throwing out the goyim because of goyim, so you have to be able to show what the difference is. If you have something there that's muchach, there you have an answer to midas hadin. So Avram Ascholos Uram Itzias Boilam. And the Beni Chazal like that, that Avram is Irish Aloylam, Miher Mimizrach, and so on. Ascholos is opposition, Sas Avram Asoinis Yenis, the Yotzit Kosil for Legamri, Avram Uram Itzias. I want to add a parallel to this. One of the kind of poloyim about the Bria is that the first thing they were, that Hashem was Bria was the oyer. It's strange. I mean, it's so you don't wire you don't first put in the lights and build a building around it. Until there was Adam around, the oyer really was not terribly necessary. Oyer is one of the many aspects of the world, one of many things in the world. Why is that created first? And the answer is, Oyer is the Hechet Timtze. Oyer is the Metzias of Gilui, of the fall. When something is dark, it's full of potential. I walk the dark room. Is there a table here? Is there a chair here? Is there a shelf here? I don't know. It's all a question mark. It's all possible. When I open a light, whatever is visible, that's defined as being present. Anything that the eye can see is something that the Adayin Shailer Olav, that becomes part of the Metzias. In Halacha, anything that you can't see is not halachically relevant. So whatever you see is the Metzias. That's the Bria of Oyer. And the Mela, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first Bria is Oyer, because the Bria Sa'olam is a bringing out min ha'helam alagoli, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiluyim, and Avraham Avinu, who started that process in the world, is also the Oyer Ha'olam, and the corresponding element to that is the being Eimet B'Nisayim. So just like a before Nisayim, so let's use the word Nisayim, but it's used today, but I think it's a good usage. The word Nisayim in sort of modern usage is experiments. Nisyonot are experiments. What experiments are it's a way to bring out befall and l'oyer oylam something which I suspect exists. I suspect that this bacteria is susceptible to this and this antibiotic. Okay, now let's try it. Let's do it befall, and then we'll see, and then we'll know. So Avram had in himself everything that was latent in a human being was there before, but nobody had seen it. It wasn't ever become visible. The thing that starts from a son is in his dafka, Kimasha from Chiba Dosh, Kum Kushla Ur, Rot Hashem is Bokla Hapu Benem, She Yoitze Ur, Mitzirsha from the Foil of Kachnis Nasa. So in every Indian, in other words, each door was different, we certainly before, and each door had some inyan that was its core metzias, possible metzias, and in each one, Avraham Avinu connected that was nisnasa and brought out the toiv that could have been in each one, and that's why he takes schar connected kulam. He brought out to the world the toiv that each one of his doors could have had, should have had. Mechenom v'medrash. Velikim Nisas Avram Zesha Makosov Nasatar Echot Naslis Noises with the Koishit Sello. Naslis Noises, Lenasoisemberg Oilam, Legadlam Kreshos Fina, to try him out in the world and make him as big as a sail. The Kolkach Loman, the Koishit Sello, Shetiskashit Minasetin Boilam, Shemirmacha Adam, the Mishroito Isa Osher, Kavram Shrotos Osher, Shrotos Isa Melach. Yochlatel Ashivo Yochlatel says Mashal Safram Vino Avram Ben Meir Shana Bivodo Yitzchok Akol Atzazar Kashbor Kachmas Bin Hazir Chitchov Leikiv Zeh Hashem Tzadik Yifchid Verosh Avoyev Chomos Sonanavshay Ayoitza Zeh Enimakish Al-Kalkayim. So the first thing is, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show the world why he's favoring Avram. So it's more than just, it doesn't just mean that, you know, people are going to come and tie and butcher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and, you know, and he's going to try to calm down everybody butchers. It means that the world has tvia. What's the difference between him and us? And the answer is that the difference is he showed Befall what it is that everyone has in him, and he's the person that displayed it. Midas HaDin gets answered only when with the tool of Basher Husham, if you can show and display what he did, what he is. A person who manufactures kalim, he doesn't test the weak ones. He tests the strong ones to show how much it can hold. So in other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing someone, the tachlis is to project out what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the person has inside him. It's very fascinating because the Rambam also, when he learns the word Nisayan, not as a test in the sense that I need to know, and I'm not sure. So, for instance, if I'm not sure if this is solid wood or not, I give it a knack and I see how it responds. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need that type of Nisayan. The Rambam says the Nisayan means Lashon to show, to demonstrate. So, Rambam learns it more like to demonstrate to the whole world. He's learning it a little more refined. It's be'etzem to bring out lapoil, to bring out, to project a certain emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natsal Tzadikim Moshel Bala Bayis Yishar Shtei Paris Achas Koyach Ra, Koyach Ra, Vach Koyach Yofa Al Minu Atsin Sa'ol Lo Al Oysash Koyach Yofa Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natsal Tzadikim Ad Kamei Medrash. So the point you have in Amaral says is Harei Lecha Kanisoyin Hu Letzari Shem Midas Hadin Shet Tzidkos Midas Hadin. So the Nisoyin is there for Midas Hadin, and what he means for Midas Hadin is not Akil HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset that Midas Hadin is you know, calling him out. So he's that. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Hadin is what obligates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midah that obligates HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the tzidkus in the world visible is Midas Hadin. And So be'etzem, this sort of like the lashon before in the Chazal, mipnei midas hadin ba'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that midas hadin become prominent in the world. Midas hadin means the clear manifestation of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. So b'meila, all of these things are there for that, and the tachas and the sign is to bring that about. Okay, any questions?
I just want to understand. At the very beginning, he said that the kanisayin shekodesh baruch hu manasis hatzadik kadesh yenimtza tzidkasa b'foil nigla v'loshi hatzadik nister, which seemed to be more of a general thing. And then he goes on the rest of the time to be speaking about Midas Hadin. So is it all ultimately only about Midas Hadin to be Mara Lakol, that this person's a tzaddik? Or is the idea that this person should not be a tzaddik nister? You have to bring out the fact that he's a tzaddik. That has to be Yotza Menehelemel Agiloy. Just trying to understand it. There's a musik of a tzaddik nister in Lamed Vod Tzaddikim Nistarim. There's a musik of a tzaddik nister. So at the beginning, right, it seems to be saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menasa Tzadik Kadei Shia Nimtza Tzidkasa V'Foyal Nigla V'Loi Shia Tzadik Nistar.
So, on a private, I think that means it's part of his plan for that. If let's say I work very, very hard on my midas, I learn a lot of Musa and do a lot of good things, And I know, and the Kashbrochu knows, that if, you know, that I've developed myself a Dagger Sitzkis that is compatible, that Louis Tzurit be Nisoyan, I'd be Oymit. It says, Atche Yoyrolov Yodea Talumis, that, you know, that the person would not go back to Zaveris. So having that in mind, it means that, yes, I can, what do I need it for? So why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to know, the Kadosh Baruch Hu just needs to, test me. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to test me. I can come to Ben Shomala and I can say, Golav Yedulav Nechor Yibayu Shalom, that this is what I am. So it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be presented in a way that Midas Hadin will be able to be projected through the lens of Midas Hadin. That's the right way of saying it.
Right. Right, so I'm sorry, so again, just to understand, so a tzaddik nistar and a lamed vav, you know, tzaddikim nistarim, that they don't need to have these nisyonos, and it's okay that their tzidkus remains
so
concealed.
A tzaddik nistar could have had a kind of the same version. Surely we do the fanecha that my heart is so clean and so this and so that, for sure that I would do only good and so on and so forth. That's what I could kind of, and clapping me, that's hard to, the answer is there's a bigger cheshbon for what I need to happen. It's the cheshbon is that the world needs to perceive it midas hadin. My tachlis is that the world perceive it midas hadin.
So the tzaddikim nistarim who are not nisnase, it's because their tachlis is not to be maru lako. You know, they're right. I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. Kaltiv.